On WhatsApp, no one can see or hear your personal messages. Whether it's a voice call, message, or sending a password. To WhatsApp, it's all just this. So whether you're sharing the streaming password in the family chat or trading those late night voice messages that could basically become a podcast, your personal messages stay between you, your friends, and your family. No one else, not even us. WhatsApp, message privately with everyone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the JRPG Report. My name is Dalton Suter, and sorry, everybody, I am not going to lie. It has been quite the dry spell for our lovely JRPGs here recently, but I have scrounged together a few stories that I found interesting enough to put on here, and figured I'd put something out for you guys to listen to. And again, I do apologize, but, you know, I can only work with whatever they give me. So, since the last time we spoke, I had a birthday, so I am now a year older, and I suppose a year wiser. But yeah, other than that, man, it's just been cool down here. I've been enjoying the cool weather, playing outside with the puppy. But enough about me. Let's get on with the news, shall we? The next numbered Neptunia game will be announced in 2025. Compile Heart confirmed in the latest issue of Weekly Famitsu. The story, which continues from the previous games, has been in the works for the past 3 or 4 years in collaboration with series illustrator Sunako. The four goddesses, Neptune, Noir, Blonde, and Vert, will appear, and plenty of new developments will unfold. A new illustration, likely for the new numbered title, is also published in the magazine, which the source for the information describes as resembling Honkai Star Rail. I'm cool with that. Honkai's a great game, not gonna lie, you guys. Honkai Star Rail, if you're into the turn-based JRPGs, it's a really good one. Alright, this next one I found kind of interesting because I'm not sure I've ever heard of this before. City Connection has announced Farland Saga 1 and 2 Saturn Tribute for PlayStation 5 and Switch. It will launch in 2025 in Japan. This is a collection including Farland Saga, a story about a journey for coexistence between humans and demons while caught up in a war between three nations, and Farland Saga Toki no... Ooh, let me try this again. Farland Saga Toki no Michishirube, I believe is how you said that. Michishirube. The sequel set 8 years later, which depicts the struggle and grand destiny of a novice adventurer. Battles are turn-based with an isometric view featuring numerous units on the field, both allies and enemies. As you progress through the story, you'll be joined by a variety of unique characters with whom you can enjoy lively conversations. Events also feature beautiful animated scenes. New features include a guide function that displays easy to understand information during battle, such as items, magic, and both ally and enemy stats, as well as function that doubles the experience points acquired. Further information will be announced at a later date. So that sounds cool, man. They're bringing back a classic, it seems like. And speaking of classics, Sega has filed trademarks for Skies of Arcadia and Eternal Arcadia on January 16th in Japan, which were made public on January 24th. Skies of Arcadia, known as Eternal Arcadia in Japan, is a turn-based RPG originally released for the Dreamcast October 5th, 2000. An enhanced GameCube version, Skies of Arcadia Legends, or Eternal Arcadia Legends, followed on December 26th, 2002. The game has never been ported or remastered for new platforms, despite high fan demand. Here's a quick overview of the original games via the back of their boxes. Skies of Arcadia, the sky is the limit. Follow the adventures of Vice as he journeys through the uncharted skies to discover new continents and explore mystical ruins. Accompanied by Aika and Fina, he will wage epic battles against savage monsters, evil pirates, and powerful enemy nations. An RPG experience unlike any other awaits you. A full 3D world with highly imaginative storylines, beautifully detailed graphics, and immersive gameplay. Customize your own airship with up to 22 crew members and hand-to-hand and ship-to-ship combat featuring spectacular spell effects and amazing special attack. And then Skies of Arcadia Legends, become legend of piracy. I think that's supposed to say become the legend of piracy or a legend of piracy, but it doesn't matter. Take the helm and gain renown in the vast role-playing voyage across spectacular and ever-changing worlds. An improved battle engine with hours of new gameplay, new wanted battles, new characters, and more. Customize your own airship and enlist up to 22 crew members and fight with over 70 weapons and 36 magical skills in staggering ship-to-ship combat. So that seems pretty cool. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. All right, up next, a little bit of sad news here. Nippon Ichi Software president Tetsuhisa Seko has passed away at the age of 54, the company has announced. Seko joined Nippon Ichi Software in March of 2002 after working at SNK and Toshin, and after moving through various management positions, was appointed president and representative director of Nippon Ichi Software in July of 2023. According to Jiji, Seko passed away in the hospital, and a funeral will be held at Memoir Kakamigahara, I believe that's how you say that, Kakamigahara, on January 29th at 11 a.m. JST. Bummer. May he rest in peace. Thank you for the goodness from NIS, my good sir. All right, so there is a new demo trailer out. A story and battle demos for Legend of Heroes Trails Through Daybreak 2 are now available for the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 via the PlayStation Store in the West, publisher NIS America has announced. The battle demos select from one of two parties and take on the Märchen Garten in the free Legend of Heroes Trails Through Daybreak 2 battle demo. Experience the beginning of the Legend of Heroes Trails Through Daybreak 2 with the free story demo. PlayStation 4 demo save data can be transferred to the full PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5 game upon release. PlayStation 5 demo can save data can be transferred to the full PlayStation 5 game upon release. The Legend of Heroes Trails Through Daybreak 2 is due out for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC via Steam, Epic Game Store, and GOG February 14th in the West. The untitled third entry in the Final Fantasy VII Remake project, following Final Fantasy VII Remake and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, is currently about 9 months into development, according to Naoki Hamaguchi. Now, quick, I want to say shout out to Team Retrog, old Mikolov, for my birthday. He got me Final Fantasy VII Remake, so I finally get to try that out. Very much looking forward to it. Regarding the third game, we started working on it immediately after finishing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth around March or April of 2024. So we've been already in development for about 9 months, Hamaguchi told 4Gamer.net in an interview for the release of the PC version of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Our goal for 2024 was to solidify the gameplay experience we were aiming for with the third entry of the remake project, and we put together a great build that aligns with the team's overall direction and vision. Starting in 2025, we've entered the phase of building and refining the game based on the plan that we have established, and the development is progressing smoothly and at a good pace, following the schedule that I initially laid out. I can't say when I'll be able to share more information, but please stay tuned. He also added, when it comes to large story-driven RPG projects, the pace of development depends heavily on whether the story itself is fully locked in. For the third game story, after I received the scenario from scenario writer Kazushige Nojima, I asked him to give it a greater sense of completeness since this is the final game. We just wrapped that up a few days ago, so I feel that things are progressing smoothly. While Final Fantasy VII Remake originally released on PlayStation 4, the sequel Final Fantasy VII Rebirth released on PlayStation 5 without a PlayStation 4 version. Asked whether users can expect the third game to follow the trend of only being available on the next generation of consoles, Kitase laughed and said, no, don't worry about that next time. Earlier in the interview, 4Gamer.net asked Hamaguchi why the Final Fantasy VII Remake games have had staggered releases on PC rather than launching day and date of their PlayStation versions. Hamaguchi explained, first off, the Final Fantasy VII brand and franchise, and by extension Square Enix, have built a very strong partnership with Sony Entertainment Interactive. I strongly hope that this continues going forward. However, it is also true that we are no longer in an era where limiting the hardware on which you can play offers only substantial benefits. In fact, we've been seeing more and more cases where Sony Interactive Entertainment's titles are being released for PC in addition to PlayStation 5. Through this remake project, we also realized this shift and have announced as a company that we will be gearing towards multi-platform development. New intellectual property will be developed along these lines, so I personally believe it to be inevitable that console and PC versions will be released at the same time, or extremely close to each other, going forward. Later on in the interview, after Kitase's comment about the third game not being exclusive to the next generation of consoles, Hamaguchi said, as I said earlier, going forward, Square Enix plans to release titles across a wide range of platforms so that more people can enjoy them. While I can't make any promises at this point, we want our games to be played by as many people as possible, so we will do our best. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth first launched for PlayStation 5 on February 29th, 2024, and the PC versions via Steam and Epic Game Store launched January 23rd. So, over at Koei Tecmo and developer Gust, they have released a new trailer, information, and screenshots for Atelier Yumiya. I think that's how you say it, Yumiya? The Alchemist and the Memories and the Envisioned Lands, introducing the game's systems, plus 15 minutes of new gameplay that was showcased during the Taipei Game Show 2025 special program for the game. In the latest entry of the Atelier franchise, players can freely explore the Aldis continent by discovering ruins, uncovering hidden treasures, and encountering brand new characters. A newly unveiled trailer overview gives fans a deeper look at the game and its systems, while a brand new key visual by Binitama has also been released to the public to help celebrate the upcoming game. Atelier Yumie, the Alchemist of Memories and the Envisioned Lands, follows the adventures of Yumie Leisfeld and her companions as they set off on a journey to unravel the mysteries behind the cataclysm that destroyed the once great continent of Aladis, resulting in alchemy becoming taboo. In her quest, Yumie will be assisted by Falami, a flying, self-confident traveling companion who once belonged to her mother. Yumie will also encounter many different characters throughout her travels, including Licht, a highly skilled informant, Vilma, an anthropologist with a passion for the culture of Aladis, Erhard, the leader of the research team, and the Alber, a small, friendly tribe who live in various parts of the world. Throughout Yumia's adventures, players will explore dungeons and ruins in search of hidden treasures, including memory vials, remnants of the past that will allow them to consult certain information on the field, such as the location of relic treasures around them. Memory vials can also be dismantled to obtain rare materials which are useful for synthesis. By using the treasure trove keys found during their journey, players will be able to access precious treasures. They can find trait crystals which can be used on items or equipment to help improve performance from the treasure chest. As they venture into Aladis, fans will also find mana geysers, which will release particles needed to unlock new synthesis recipes. In Atelier Yumie, exploration will not be without its dangers, however, as players will sometimes have to venture into mana-bound areas, where highly dense mana lies stagnant. Entering these areas will gradually deplete players' energy, making it impossible to run while also reducing abilities in battle. Players will be able to restore their health by finding Alstalia flowers, while discovering and restoring landmarks will clear the area and improve ease of exploration. While progressing through the story, players will receive exclusive quests from their traveling companions, but will also be able to gain rewards by completing normal quests. Discovering and unlocking landmarks and shrines of prayers during exploration will grant them with location quests as well. Atelier Yumie, the Alchemist of Memories, and the Envisioned Lands is due out for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC via Steam March 21st worldwide. And that's about all I have for you folks this week. Like I said, not a ton out there going on right now, but hopefully it's just a little bit of news to help hold it over until something real big comes out. But until then, go check us out over on Twitter at JRPG Report. We're over at Blue Sky, search JRPG Report. You want to support the show? It is patreon.com/JRPG Report, and that'll get you access to the episodes early, ad-free, and gets you into the Discord channel that is just for the patrons, because that's what they wanted. They wanted a Discord channel. So, and you can get your name read on each and every episode, like these wonderful, wonderful people: Jake W., Jordan K., Kularian, Kana, Logan Joreed, and Be The Night. Appreciate you all very, very much. Also, check out me on the bi-weekly PC gaming show, The Steam Machine Podcast, where this time, this episode coming up, we are playing Doom Eternal. So, taking a dive into hell. So it's been fun so far, but I got I think I might have an RPG up my sleeve for the next one. I don't know yet though. We'll have to see. But until next time, everybody, do me a massive favor. Besides the fact that I want you all to know that I love you all, get back out there and level up.